Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Plan for a gas tax holiday.
It's not going to be the amount of relief most Americans would like to see.
Afghanistan earthquake.
Large numbers of people have been killed.
Compromise on a gun bill.
This is a breakthrough. It's a bipartisan breakthrough.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. President Biden is poised today to call on Congress to suspend the federal tax on gasoline and diesel for 3 months, as the national average for a gallon of regular sits at just below $5. And he'll call on states to do the same with their taxes. White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
For decades, when gas prices have risen, politicians have grappled with whether to eliminate the 18-cent per gallon gas tax. Until now, they've declined to do it because the tax funds road projects. But the president says last year's passage of the bipartisan infrastructure law means the government would be able to do without the gas tax temporarily.
It will have some impact, but it's not going to have an impact on major road construction.
Congress would have to go along.
Overseas, the race is on to get to earthquake victims in eastern Afghanistan. Officials say more than 1,000 people have been killed, 1,500 others injured. The magnitude 6.1 is the deadliest quake to hit the country in two decades. CBS's Holly Williams.
Social media videos show shattered homes and a helicopter evacuating the injured. But it's a remote region. Afghanistan is mired in poverty, and this comes around a year after the Taliban seized control of the country, prompting some aid groups to leave and setting off a humanitarian crisis. All of that is going to hamper rescue efforts.
Back here at home, word of a congressional deal on gun reforms that could be passed by the end of the week. CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
The bill is a bipartisan deal that would expand gun background checks for people under 21, allowing up to 10 business days to review juvenile and mental health records. It provides federal money for states enacting new red flag laws designed to temporarily seize guns from people deemed dangerous. And it closes the so-called boyfriend loophole, preventing partners convicted of domestic abuse who live outside a victim's home from buying a gun.
In Uvalde, Texas, where the police response to the school shooting was labeled an abject failure, CBS's Omar Villafranca reports District Police Chief Pete Arredondo, who's also on the city council, is at the center of criticism.
Arredondo testified in a closed-door hearing in Austin yesterday. Here in Uvalde, the city council says they just can't fire Arredondo, but councilors did vote to deny his leave of absence, which means he has to show up to city council meetings. If he misses three of them, they can replace him. That move right there got cheers from the crowd, but their patience is running out.
Correspondent Scott McFarlane has more on the dramatic testimony at yesterday's House hearing on the Capitol attack.
Some of the most emotional testimony of the day came from Georgia election worker Shay Moss, who said she and her mother have experienced harassment after Trump falsely accused them of bringing in fake ballots.
I don't want to go anywhere. I second guess everything that I do. It's affecting my life in a major way, in every way, all because of lies. For me doing my job.
Her mother, Ruby Friedman, testified that there's nowhere they feel safe now.
Do you know how it feels to have the president of the United States to target you?
In Alabama, incumbent Congressman Mo Brooks, who lost the support of former President Trump, lost a Senate primary to Katie Britt. In Georgia, two Republicans backed by Trump lost GOP House primaries in landslides. No serious injuries after a jetliner with 126 people on board caught fire after landing at Miami's airport. It happened after the front landing gear collapsed.
It slid and it spun and it caught a sign and the wing caught on fire.
Mayor Danielle Levine Cava, the Red Air flight originated in the Dominican Republic.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
A California jury found Bill Cosby sexually abused a 16-year-old girl at the Playboy Mansion in 1975. Judy Huth, now 64, was awarded $500,000 in the civil trial. Gloria Allred is her attorney.
Judy Huth won real change because she fought Bill Cosby one step at a time for over 7.5 years.
The 84-year-old Cosby did not attend the trial or testify in person. In South Dakota, the state Senate convicted a top state official.
The Attorney General of the state of South Dakota is convicted of the first article of impeachment and removed from the office of Attorney General.
Jason Roundsburg was convicted on two impeachment charges stemming from a fatal crash in 2020. Back then, the Republican said he thought he hit a deer with his vehicle. The family of the 55-year-old man who was killed in the crash watched the impeachment proceeding.
As far as closure, our cousin is still gone. It's just good to see that they did the right thing.
Members of Roundsburg's own party said he lied about the crash and criticized him for not testifying in his own defense. Yellowstone National Park is partially reopening today after recent floods reshaped the park's rivers and canyons, wiped out roads, and left some parts inaccessible.
We are absolutely committed to reconnecting the communities as fast as possible. It's got to be safe. It can't be done in a hasty way where we cause more problems.
But National Park Service Director Charles Sams says popular spots like Old Faithful will be open once again. On the Health Watch, 87% of U.S. nursing homes say they're struggling with staff shortages. CBS's Mark Strassman reports in some cases that has caused unsafe conditions.
Jackie Rojas Sanchez is a certified nursing assistant and the face of a staffing crisis that her boss, Amber McIntosh, knows all too well.
I think COVID took it to a different level.
Sanchez looks after 8 residents each shift at Abernathy Laurels, a nonprofit outside Charlotte. But DeAndre Clark, a traveling CNA in the same area, sometimes has to look after 20 or more.
I have never been to a place where it was fully staffed yet.
What's the impact on care?
It's really bad. They be hollering. Some of them fell out the bed.
The Biden administration's planning to propose limiting nicotine levels in cigarettes and other tobacco products to make them less addictive, set to be rolled out next May.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
A New York analysis finds a musical awakening caused by societal shifts.
A new report from SUNY Fredonia's Institute for Composer Diversity finds women and people of color are making great strides in the orchestral world. Their compositions now make up about 23% of performances. That's up from just 5% in 2015. The study says the changes were prompted in part by the Me Too movement and the death of George Floyd. The head of the League of American Orchestras says the pandemic has also led to more experimentation. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Well, come next month, people in the audience at Broadway shows will no longer have to wear masks. It was just last month when most theaters lifted the requirement that audience members provide proof of vaccination. The Broadway League says policies will be evaluated on a monthly basis. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
What came first, the chicken or the egg? Spoiler alert, it's neither. At Happy Egg, we believe happiness of the hens is what actually came first, because without happy hens, there would be no such thing as happy eggs. You know, eggs with delicious orange yolks. Those come from hens who are raised the happy way on 8-plus acres of family-owned farms. Choose happy at happyegg.com and look for the yellow carton at a store near you.
Happy
Egg.